The story centers around an elderly gentleman who is spanking it to some pornography, and his wife threw a meat tenderizer at him.
Mm.
A meat tenderizer, like the mallet
That's
with all those things on it.
Damn near hammer.
Yeah. Did you not know what a meat tenderizer was?
I was looking for the context clues, and now I'm well aware of what it is, yes.
I love context clues.
I've never used a meat tenderizer in my life.
Oh, you got to do it to pound your chicken breast flat.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
You got to beat that meat.
They're not flat.
Yeah. You want flat breasts when you're eating.
Can you use a hammer if you don't have a meat tenderizer?
I would say yes, but it's not going to turn out the same.
No.
Because the meat tenderizer has the little, like, it's flat on one side.
Right.
And it has, like, little indentions.
Spikes and ridges.
Spikes.
Yeah.
Spiky meat.
You would want to use a hammer instead of a meat?
Can't touch this.
Yeah, get it, Nikki.
Can't touch this.
This is old school, though.
Yeah.
Can't touch this.
Kevin, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How you doing, man?
What's up, man? I'm doing pretty good. This is cool. I never called a radio show before.
All right. Well, at least you were respectful enough to Nikki to get in and get on the air, so we appreciate that.
No, she's great. Screw that guy.
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, so that guy got hit by a meat beater while he was beating his meat.
Very clever, yes.
Okay, well, yeah, about a couple years ago, I got hit with an ant farm. My girlfriend got mad at me. She decided to pick up the closest thing to her, which happened to be an ant farm, and it broke on my shoulder, and then I was covered in ants.
There's no way that's real, dude. Really?
Yeah, that is real. She had an ant farm for years, and it was the closest thing there. She was mad. I turn around, and then all of a sudden, I'm hit in the shoulder with an ant farm.
Who has ant farms?
Ant farm.
Who's
Well, that's my question. Like elementary school ant farm.
Oh, all right. I never ordered one of those. I always wanted one.
What'd you do to make her mad?
Oh, good, great question, Seth.
Well, there was someone or sister. It's not. Well, that sounds bad, but it was a misconception.
Misconception regarding what?
Looking at her sister or something like that is totally not legit. She overreaction.
So you were looking at her younger sister with impure thoughts.
That's what she believed.
And she didn't even question you on that? She just went right to the ant farm?
Well, yeah, I mean, pretty much. She's kind of hot-tempered.
I would say so, my good man. Thank you.
Ant farm,
that's a great call. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Eric, what did your girl throw at you, bro?
Man, I got to tell you, that ant farm one's good. I think you might have your winner there.
That's tough to beat.
If you've ever seen an ant farm.
I know. I hope that dude never, ever calls a radio show ever again, because he said that was his first time calling one. So you should retire while you're on top. You bat 1,000.
Exactly. Well, I've been married for over 30 years, so my wife's thrown plenty of things at me over the years. Okay. Water ski, my cat, you know, anything that's close to hand. But the thing that goes down in family lore is the time she threw a potato at me with a paring knife wedged in it. She was peeling potatoes in the kitchen, and I said something that caught her a little wrong. And next thing you know, there's a potato coming through the air at my head, and it had a knife in it.
Man, the paring knife, though, the one that you got to peel the potatoes with.
Yeah, she just jammed it in there and threw it. Yep.
Damn it. Did she at least say incoming or anything? A hot potato?
No. Not at all.
All right. And, of course, if a potato hits you in the face, you want to keep it away from the eyes, right?
Thank you,
sir. Not looking for any acknowledgement.
Boy, I've really noticed ever since you got back together with your girlfriend, the puns have been flying recently. I think you were on a pun slump, and now that you're back with your woman, you're flowing again.
When I'm down in the dumps, it's very difficult for me to fire off puns at the top of my head. But when things are going well with me, it's puns aplenty. You want me to be miserable again?
No, just somewhere in the middle.
727-579-1025. Give me a week for like the oxytocin to wear off a little bit, and I'll be back to a medium-level pun. Joe, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, nice to hear from you, Drew. Great show. Love you guys.
Thank you.
All right, so I'm out on a night of heavy drinking and debauchery. Get home about 4 o'clock in the morning. The wife's laying on the couch. I think she's sleeping. I try to creep in. To my knowledge, she's still awake. She says, "I made you dinner. Yada yada yada. What are you doing? It's 4 o'clock in the morning." Next thing I know, I'm ducking a pot of spaghetti. Slams the wall. Needless to say, by about 6 o'clock in the morning, the cops are showing up, and I go to jail.
Wait, you went to jail? What for? Did you pull her by her angel hair?
No. I mean, not too much. We got into it a little bit and yelling and screaming match and all that good stuff. And you know, they said, "We got to take somebody to jail," and it's like, you're the guy.
I don't know, dude. There's something you're not telling us.
Yeah,
here.
You're not telling us like the truth.
I may be leaving a couple things out, like the officer when he comes to the door, the chain's on, and there may have been a table knocked over and some chairs, and like I said, spaghetti all over the wall.
That's something an officer hates to see when they show up. By the way, spaghetti all over the wall.
We're looking for kind of a fun, you know, wife trying to abuse her husband stories.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. An elderly gentleman was spanking it, and he had a meat tenderizer thrown at him by his wife to say, "Stop pounding your meat and start pounding your meat." Benji, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, Drew, how are you, man?
Very well. Benji, yourself?
Doing well. It's Friday.
Good. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Years ago in high school, I worked at my girlfriend's factory part-time, and we built coils for refrigerators and cars, like they're lead and wrapped in copper. And
that's cool.
We all sat at the table and talked, and we wrapped these coils. Well, I got in an argument, and I was about 17, and I said a bad word to her, and she threw that coil across the table, hit me directly in the forehead, and cut my forehead open.
Oh, my God.
And the best thing is, well, it's not best. It's her father's company, and she got fired for it, and I kept my job.
Oh.
So her dad had to fire her for throwing a coil at your head.
Yeah, there's rules, you know.
Oh, there are nepotism rules, dude, and being the boss's daughter will only get you so far. Did you press charges?
No, man. I said a really bad word.
What did it start with? Oh, I bet it was, too. I bet it was. It was see you next Tuesday, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
In front of her dad? Wow.
I was young.
Ballsy.
I was young.
All right. Well, it happens, dude, but don't let it happen again, okay?
Yes, sir. L-O-D.
L-O-D to you.
Pretty sure I've never said that word in my life.
Yeah.
I've never heard you say that word.
Yeah, I haven't.
How's that word ever going to help you?
I wouldn't say that messing around with friends. I would never obviously say that to a woman.
I reserve it for very special occasions. Like, I've never called. Well,
please, you drop that in the office at least once a week.
That's not true. 727. I say when I'm leaving sometimes, see you next Tuesday, but that's only if I'm going to be off on Monday. And I can't believe that when that guy gave the ant farm story, that I didn't mention what a smooth criminal he was. Okay. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Brian, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Yeah. My wife, now ex-wife, threw a perfectly good silk French pie.
Oh, that's a delicious pie, by the way.
Tasty pie.
Chocolate, a little whipped cream.
Yes, absolutely. And in slow motion, myself, along with my children, must have been my birthday or something, I don't know, went, "No, not the pie." Well, she delivered the pie, and it landed point blank on my face.
Was it like classic, like old school Three Stooges and stuff, where the pie hits your face and then slides down, and the crust is still remaining on your face? I love that.
Absolutely, 100%, just the way it went down.
Oh, that's epic, dude. I'm sorry that happened to you, but at least it contributed to a fine story on the radio.
Yeah, now we're divorced, and I'm happy. So
there you go. Story's got a happy ending to it. 727-579-1025. One more. Joey, what is your girl throwing at you, my good man?
Yeah, it's my wife of 10 years. Actually, it's my fault. We were watching Game of Thrones. Like, she's been binge-watching, and I dropped the beans on Monday about the first episode Sunday. And anyway, quick backstory, like, we were taking the dogs out, and, like, she's just, like, festering on it. Next thing I know, like, I'm getting a sidearm of dog poop, like, right, like, whiz right by my head. I'm like, second to first base, kind of like just that sidearm action. I'm like, I didn't know she had it in her. But anyway, yeah.
What, the poop?
The dog had it in her.
No, like the sidearm. I know she's that athletic. So, I mean, it's like.
What did you spoil, though? Like, where was she in the show, and what did you give away, Chief?
She's watching last season, and she's still like two episodes behind of last season. Like, I won't disclose it to anybody. You know,
So wait, you gave the big thing that happened at the end of last season?
I gave, like, what happened, like, I gave her what happened Sunday, this past Sunday.
Crap, man.
I know, I don't blame her. I mean, it's my fault, but it was pretty damn funny.
Man, you're crazy. Man, you're...
All right, brother. Hey, good show, guys.
Yeah. Thank you. I just want to duck out of that
stretch.
One.
Stretch.
Man, you're... 727-579-1025.
Just one more call. Line one looks great.
Okay.
He must have really done something bad.
Trevor, what in God's name did you do to make your lady throw a stroller at you?
Hey, Drew. Hey, guys. How you doing today?
What's up, dude?
We had a fight a couple months back, and I told her to go to hell.
Okay. What did she do?
Nikki, can I pro flowers?
What did she do that would cause you to say go to hell?
We just had a fight about something. It was a few months back, like in the beginning of the year, and one of many fights that we've had, and I just told her to go to hell, and she got up and threw the stroller at me.
Man, that's rough, dude. Go to hell is always an interesting one, because if I'm in a relationship and someone tells me go to hell, I always say something like, well, I certainly don't have far to go because I live there.
Ooh.
And then they're like, ooh, what now? You know? That's what I do.
Exactly.
Not that you should do what I do, but thank you very much. I appreciate that. Great calls, everybody. Good job. Kudos to all of you. I should have given you all prizes. Instead, I give none of you prizes. If the kid calls back, the first kid with the ant farm, it was his first radio call, give him something. He deserves something for that. He's probably very confused right now because the phone went dead, and he's like, I thought that was good enough to get a prize. What happened?
You want to give him the China DVD?
If he wants it.
Oh, he wants it.
She's got a very, she looks super hot on this cover, but she has a very unique looking area.
Anybody can look good on the cover.
Did you see the video of what she, if you've gone to Google her.
No.
Let's just say that she has muscles everywhere.
Yes.
Oh, my.
It's like a little.
Okay. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Muscle.
R.I.P.
Yeah. Oh, yes, that's right. We're talking about a dead woman's private parts.
It's too much.
Well, I mean, you know.
I'm just freaked out that my buddy Sean is on that, is in that porno. Like,
dude, I hope they made some money off of that.
You think?
I sure hope so.
I don't know that they made much. You want me to text Pac and ask him?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
That might be too soon.
No.
Oh, yeah, because she did just pass. Yeah, I can't do that.
I forgot about that.
What's wrong with you? Why are you even giving this away?
I can't believe I almost did that.
Shalom, my friends. Welcome back to the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Cut of the Day. The first rule of the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Cut of the Day is don't talk about it. Just tweet me at Seth Cush and tell me how much you love it, because I love you. Kisses, bae.
I think one of our ash ladies is here.
Oh, yeah. Which one? Is it Mindy?
I don't know. She brought in her father's ashes for a Chevelle meet and greet. She doesn't know what we're going to do to the ashes.
She doesn't know we're going to eat them?
We're going to snack on them.
That's wrong. Are we really, though?
No.
Okay.
Good. But we're going to tell her that. We're going to get a reaction.
Here she comes. Okay, Danielle is...
Hi.
Hi, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Hi,
hello.
I'm Seth. Nice to meet you.
He's Seth. I'm
Hi.
Drew.
Hi. Go ahead and get on that mic.
There you go. Get right over to that microphone. You're Mindy, correct?
Yes.
Excellent. Is that Mork that you brought in there with you?
No, but yes.
Is that the show Robin Williams was on back in the day?
Nanu, yes. Nanu.
Oh, man.
Shazbot. Now, the ashes that you have brought in for us are whose?
My father's.
That's your father. Where are the ashes? Did you pour them in your coffee yet and drinking them?
No, I'm going to in a second.
Gotcha. All right. This is your dad right here. What was your dad's name?
John.
John, respectfully, thank you very much for joining us on the Morning X this morning.
That's so strange. What is that? Is that, Mindy, is that specifically made to hold ashes or what is that?
I'm not sure. My aunt is a nurse and that's what she brought home for us to put them in.
Okay.
Somebody get me out of this thing. Oh, this man's arm is out of bio.
Come on.
It's very disrespectful. Sorry. We do appreciate you bringing them down here. Now, you did this for the Chevelle meet and greet?
I did.
How do you think your father would feel if he were alive, if he were alive today, but if you told him while he's still alive, one day I'm going to bring your ashes down to a radio station and they're going to give me concert tickets for him? He'd probably be happy for you.
He would probably laugh at me and be, that's something you do.
I'd be proud, Drew.
Hey, Mindy, do us a favor. If Chevelle says, hey, how did you win the opportunity to meet us? Don't tell them how you got back there, okay?
Right.
Okay.
Right. We don't need them knowing that we are sick and twisted individuals.
Now, are you going to pour some of those in your coffee, Drew?
No, I prefer no additives in my coffee. I was just going to shoot it right out of the vial. But,
okay.
So John will be a part of me forever. Wouldn't you feel like if I ate some of these that your dad would be part of me forever? And then you would listen to the Morning X going, wow, it's like my dad's on the radio every day.
It would. Sure would sound like that.
Wait, you don't want him to eat those, do you?
I do. I want to see him eat them.
Do you really want to
see?
Oh, wow. She wants you to eat the ashes,
man. I thought she was going to be mortified.
She wants you to eat the ashes.
I mean.
Eat the ashes.
What?
Eat the ashes.
No.
Eat the
ashes. Eat the ashes.
Okay, all right.
Oh my god.
Wait, I don't know. This is really taking a dark turn.
Yeah, I'm taking the lid off of John.
I don't know if this is good or. Wait, Mindy, you really want him to have some of your
dad. Say no. Don't make me eat your dad.
Hold on. Mindy, you really want him to have some of your father's ashes?
I think you should. I had to come all the way down here because you've never seen them before.
And she wants you to eat the ashes, Drew. How about do this? Lick your finger.
Okay.
And then stick your finger inside that jar.
Okay.
And then
just
lick
your... Don't get the bones.
Yeah. And then lick your finger.
Okay.
All right. I don't know what's... I wasn't planning on this at all. I don't know if this is really good or really bad. I'm leaning towards really good right now. With a touch of hell at the end of it.
I've never done anything like this in radio before.
You don't have to eat the ashes, Drew.
You're making me.
You're not the stunt guy. You're the host of the morning show.
Okay. There's a little bit of John on me right now.
Oh, no.
little bit of your dad.
This is wrong. This is so wrong.
This is cannibalism.
We just made a joke before this that we were gonna try to say we wanted to eat the ashes just to get your reaction, Mindy. But you really wanted to. You really don't have to, but it was funny.
But you want to see it.
You don't mind it at all.
Yeah, do it.
A little piece of your dad right now inside Drew Argarabo, host of the Morning X.
John, first, before I do this, I want to let you know I'm eating you in a completely non-sexual way, in a very respectful way, as much respectful as one man can eat another man.
This is what happens. This is what we're here on Earth for. So one day someone can eat our bodies or our ashes.
Yes, that's why we're here.
I'm canceling my trip to Israel. I got it all figured out.
Look at it this way. If John were buried in the ground, there would be bugs and worms feasting upon his dead body.
That's what happens?
I'm no better than a bug or a worm. And to respect Mindy's wishes and John's last wishes, which I'm sure were to be eaten by some jackass on the radio.
Oh, boy. Get a bigger fingerful.
No, that's nothing.
That's nothing.
It's not going to kill me, at least.
No, the cocaine heads wouldn't even say that's a bump.
Ooh, what if I snorted that?
No, don't do that.
Okay, what if I stuff it, you know?
Just get a decent rail going.
All right, here we go. I'm gonna eat Mindy's dad. Respectfully. This one's for you, John. Chasing it down with, of course, my coffee.
No, don't chase it. Yeah, just tell us what it looks like or tastes like.
There's pieces of her dad on my finger.
Eat it.
What if my son's listening right now? He can't hear me eating someone's dad.
He's sleeping. It's summer.
Oh, Jesus. This is so wrong.
It's wrong, but it's right.
Can I just switch fingers and pretend like I'm doing
it? No. Oh, man.
You really won't. Will you be mad when you walk out of here if I eat your
dad?
No,
she's loving this. Mindy's loving this.
Swear.
Pinky swear? Oh, sorry.
No, I don't want to touch that, Pinky.
Okay. All right.
Did you love your dad?
Very much so.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes. Just making sure.
I love your dad, too. And now he will be part of me forever, or at least until I go to the bathroom next. Okay. Here we go. Whew, man.
How do you feel right now, Drew?
Very wrong. Like I'm about to commit something that is going to really.
No, she's okay with it.
Okay. Well, if you're all right with it and you're all right with it, I'm going to now consume a small piece of Mindy's dad, John.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, no. You didn't even let it simmer in there.
Probably tasted funky.
Tastes like John.
Anything crunchy?
Yeah.
Was it really crunchy parts?
Yeah, there was a little bone in there.
How do you feel about what just happened?
Very, very wrong.
I'm sorry, you were so sick yesterday on the air, and then we had you eat ashes today. I don't know what happened.
Man alive, I've just committed a horrible atrocity. I want you to know, John, that I did that with full respect for you, sir. I mourn your loss. I take my hat off to you, sir, and in a respectful way, I hand you now back to your lovely daughter. Here, take your dad back before I eat the rest of him.
That is some raw radio right there.
Man alive, I don't know that what I did was right at all.
It wasn't right at all.
No,
That's what made it great.
Danielle got the video. Well, thank you, Mindy. Let's hook her up with, please, anything she wants.
Oh, she'll get the Chevelle meet and greet. Don't you worry.
Good. Don't tell Chevelle that I had
Please,
to.
Please, tell Chevelle.
No, don't tell Chevelle.
So, how'd you get back here to meet us? Oh, you know, I went into the Morning X and Drew ate my dad. We've got real sex coming up next.
I think I should tell him.
No, don't tell him. Don't tell him. I think we're going to interview Sam the drummer tomorrow, and maybe we'll bring it up. I'll probably bring it up. Are you okay, Drew?
I've never done anything like that before.
I know.
I feel okay physically. I just feel like I've committed some sort of...
I respect what you just did.
You do?
I respect the fact that you're the host of the show.
You want a little bit, Danielle?
I'm good. I respect the fact that you're the host of the show, and you did this. You didn't put it off on somebody else.
Well, you know why? We don't have a stunt guy at all. It's really just...
Can we please get a stunt guy?
No.
I like you doing it.
Stop doing this.
It's much better that you did it.
Thank you. I did that respectfully, and I very much appreciate you bringing your dad down here. I know we make some jokes from time to time, but I'm sure it took a lot. I love my dad a lot, and I can imagine how much he loved your dad. And,
I'd love a little piece of Frank Garabo.
Every morning when you listen to the show, you will know that a piece of your dad is doing the show.
That's right.
And so a little bit of your dad is on the Morning X.
Were the ashes really crunchy, Drew? Be honest.
Yes, they were. It was like eating rocks. As soon as I put it in my mouth, it was a bit gravelly. To take it to the next level, if anyone would like for me to eat their mom, they are certainly welcome to bring their mom down here alive or dead, and I would be happy to do that.